15 years old, 1994. I was on the way through Rugeley with a friend, Lee, and we were going to play snooker down at Riley's. And we noticed what appeared to be like an orb, like a white dot in the sky. And it was doing little somersaults up and down, left to right. We followed it for about 2 minutes, at which point it kind of changed shape into like an oval rugby ball shape, changed colour, and then shot across over towards what I'd say was Cannock, where it's at about 2,000 miles an hour. It was as fast as anything I've ever seen in my entire life.
As a teenager, when you said to your mates, "Oh, I think I've seen a UFO," what kind of response did you get from your peers?
A lot of ridicule, a lot of fun, little green men, all of this sort of stuff, which is not necessarily the truth. As we know, UFO stands for unidentified flying object. It could be a number of different things. And in 95% of cases, it tends to be something really easily explainable, like Saturn or Venus.
That wasn't the last thing that you saw, though, was it?
No, that was probably the precursor to the main event, if you want to call it that. About 2000, 2001, about 2021, and I was with a couple of friends, so we pulled up on the chase. We started an argument about something we could see in the sky. A green triangle is all I can describe it as. I remember winding the window down. Can I hear any engines? Can I hear, you know, see any propellers or anything like that? Nothing at all. Traveling about 10 miles an hour, absolutely silent. It looked like a ball of cells. It looks almost organic. Literally, as soon as it had gone over our heads, a couple of seconds, it disappeared, and we were just left with a memory for the rest of our lives, I guess.
Had you almost tried to explain it away as something normal rather than paranormal?
I think for about 6 months, I couldn't deal with it. It kind of destroyed my life in many ways. Couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, kind of thing. Kind of wanted to shake people in the street, you know, like, "Do you know they're up there? They're here." I looked into some sort of military technology as well, and ultimately I kind of came to the conclusion that I'm praying it's military, because that way I can get on with my life and it's not so, you know, far out there.
What do you think it is about Cannock Chase that means people seem to spot so many things here?
Is it local people, I don't know, being fantasists in some respects? It's a scary place, but without a shadow of a doubt, this place, Cannock Chase, has a massive history. I know people have put it forward that there might be a military base buried under the chase. I'm not sure I necessarily buy into that, but for some reason, you know, I mean, through my research alone, I found at least another two people who identified or saw almost identical the same craft I did at around the same time as well. But unfortunately, I guess, a lot of people don't report them. The word UFO has become synonymous with little green men.
Since 2007, figures for Staffordshire Police show they've had no reports at all for members of the public calling the police to say, "I think I've seen a UFO." Does that change surprise you?
I'd expected there to be a little bit more, but I don't know, if there's an alien invasion, can the police help? I guess. Probably not, I'm saying, you know. First thing any right-thinking person would want to do would be take a selfie, isn't it? The weird thing is when you see it again, because it's so far out of the normal sphere, I felt that, like, I couldn't control my own body almost. I literally went into, like, a trance state, just blown away. You know, literally, what on earth is that? What is it doing? Why is it flying over our heads almost? So, for a person for the first time, I guess most people would run away screaming.